Hi. This week we're discussing this question. What is the unpardonable sin? In the New Testament we read of a sin which the Lord said cannot be pardoned. In Mark 3, verse 28 through 30, Jesus said, "Assuredly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the sons of men, and whatever blasphemies they may utter. But he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit has never forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation, because they said, he has an unclean spirit." From this we learn what the unpardonable sin is. It's blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Blasphemy, according to the dictionary, means the act of insulting or showing contempt or lack of reverence. According to this, then, men can speak against Jesus and reject him and still receive forgiveness. But a warning is given. If men treat the Holy Spirit like this, if they speak against him, treat him with contempt, and reject him like they do Jesus, there is no forgiveness either in this world nor in the world to come. Now, question. Exactly how do men treat the Holy Spirit with contempt? Exactly how do men reject the Spirit and thus become guilty of this unpardonable sin? Biblically speaking, men reject the Holy Spirit and treat him with contempt when they reject the words and writings of the apostles and prophets. Notice carefully in Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and 52. "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute?" According to verse 51, men were resisting the Holy Spirit. How did they do this? The answer is found in verse 52. They resisted the Spirit by persecuting the prophets of God. When God sent his Holy Spirit to inspire a prophet or apostle with a divine message, it was treating the Spirit of God with contempt to reject that message. It was treating the Holy Spirit with contempt to persecute the prophets who were the mouthpieces of the Spirit. Now, question. Why is this? Why is it worse to treat the Holy Spirit with contempt than Jesus? Is it because the Holy Spirit is better than Jesus? No. It's because the Spirit is more important or holier than Jesus? No, not at all. The reason it's worse is because the Holy Spirit is the last member of the Godhead to warn mankind. Let me illustrate this. Suppose a truck is speeding down a mountain road, and at the bottom of the hill is a sharp curve that no one can see. As the truck begins down the hill, there's a warning sign posted warning motorists to slow down for an unseen curve. But the truck driver ignores this first warning. Halfway down the hill is another sign warning about that curve, but still the truck driver ignores the warning. Next, there's one last sign posted about 100 yards from the curve giving a warning, but the truck driver ignores that sign also. Finally, the truck driver comes up on the curve and he realizes he's going too fast, but he's waited too late. He slams on his brakes and skids his tires, but it won't keep him from going off the road and crashing. Now, think about this for a moment. The truck driver could have ignored the first warning sign and heeded the second, and he would have been okay. He could have even ignored the second warning sign, and by giving heed to the second or the third, he could have been saved. But when he ignored the third sign, it was too late. There was no other warning to be given. In a similar way, God the Father was the first member of the Godhead to speak to mankind and warn men to turn from sin, Hebrews 1 verse 1. Jesus was the second member of the Godhead to warn men to turn away from sin, Hebrews 1 verse 2. Finally, the Holy Spirit was the third and final member of the Godhead to speak to men to warn them about their sins, 1 Timothy 4 verse 1. Now, it's possible that men that rejected the first warning given by God the Father could have listened to the second warning given by Jesus. Men that rejected the second warning given by Jesus could have listened to the third warning given by the Holy Spirit, and still they could have been saved. But when men reject the third and final warning, there is no other member of the Godhead to warn men. Men who resist the inspired writings of the Holy Spirit are treating the Spirit of God with contempt. If they continue on this dangerous course, they will reach a point where they have finally and completely rejected the Holy Spirit, and their conscience is so hardened, there is no hope of saving them. In Acts 28, verse 27, the Bible says, "The hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them." Let this be a warning to all of us. Let's be careful that we do not resist the Holy Spirit's inspired message so long that eventually we harden our hearts so hard that we cannot be saved. When the Holy Spirit inspired Peter to preach that men must repent and be baptized for the remission of sins, Acts 2 verse 38, let's be careful that we do not resist that passage until we become guilty of treating the Spirit of God with contempt. When the Holy Spirit inspired the Apostle Paul to write that women must remain silent in the assemblies of the church, 1 Corinthians 14:34. Let us beware lest we resist that passage to the point of treating God's Spirit with contempt. And when the Spirit instructed that there should be a weekly communion in the church, Acts 20 verse 7, and that only one loaf and one cup should be used to commemorate the Lord's death, 1 Corinthians 11, 24 and 25, let's beware lest we reject that inspired teaching to the point that we're guilty of treating God's Spirit with contempt.